Easy, you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? And actually played with it?
Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood!
King of Crack!
The Colossus of Cloud! The Colossus of Cloud!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville. Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery can't make it with us this week, so it's just me, Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Sean Davis, this week. And you can give us a call at 312-332-3776. If you have a question about the value of your collectibles, we've got a great prize package to give away this week. Last week's winner did not contact Vince, so we still are giving away the 2017 Topps Inception baseball box. And we're also adding a 2017 Topps Heritage High Number baseball box to the prize this week. So the number's 312-332-3776. If you call with a question about the value of your collectible, you'll get in the drawing. I'm going to do the list randomizer at the end of the show, and you'll be able to pick up the prize at Triple Crown in Naperville this week if I announce you as the winner. Now, I'm also going to talk about some of the things that have come in to Huggins and Scott for their fall auction already. This is something a lot of times people bring in, really nice looking vintage cards, the Triple Crown, and they want to sell them in the Huggins and Scott auction. We look them over, and a lot of times they think, well, geez, they're 50 years old. This thing's really nice. Shouldn't this be a 9 or a 10? What I want to do is have you look at some cards here that are in the Huggins and Scott auction that are in the 4 to 6 range. And when you look at them, they're nice, but there are minor flaws to them, which it's amazing how little can be wrong with a card to make the card not be a mint card. For instance, here's a 1963 Pete Rose Topps rookie card, number 537, and it's graded a PSA 4 with a $150 minimum bid. So take a look at that photo, compare your card to the 4, and then look at some of these other cards. Like there's a Joe DiMaggio 1939 play ball card, number 26. There's a PSA 6 card with a $400 minimum bid and a PSA 4 of that same card with a $200 minimum bid. So you can look at those. Sixes to me are really nice. I mean, if you want to start a collection, a card collection, that the cards look good, but they don't sell for quite as much, try to get sixes. There's a Hank Aaron PSA 6 1954 Topps rookie card, number 128. $750 minimum bid. So check out what Huggins and Scott has there and compare your cards. And then when you bring them in, if you bring them into Triple Crown, I can look at them too. But Bill, a lot of times you get guys that maybe they think their vintage cards are a little higher grade than they actually are just because they're old. They think, well, there's going to be something wrong.
Well, if there's a way to link them to a game, I mean, the markings on them and all that, a lot of times back then people would make notations on the balls as to when they were from. Other than that, it's kind of hard to call it a game-used ball or at least a major league game-used ball.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking too, but at least you do know they're old baseballs. So, you know, from that standpoint, it's a good ball. Okay, I think maybe
yeah,
we're going to...
Yeah, if they've got all the markings on them, they could be, you know, several hundred dollars. If they can be related to any game, it could be considerably more than that.
Yeah, that's true. So, and if they're signed by somebody from back then, that's good. I can hear you through my headphones, Bill, so we're rolling now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was, I couldn't tell if you were on or not, but Sean just came in, came back with an emergency hookup, and we're back rolling here. So now a lot of items in for Huggins and Scott. The fall auction bidding begins October 30th, goes through November 9th. And you can bring things into Triple Crown in Naperville still this week, and we can get things sent to them and get them in the auction. Here was something, Bill, that I thought was pretty interesting that you guys just added to this, to the fall auction, a Richie Valens autographed 8x10 publicity photo with a $2,500 minimum bid. There can't be many Richie Valens, I guess. He only had an 8-month recording career. He died in 1959 at only 17 years old in a plane crash, that the same plane crash that Buddy Holly and JP the Big Bopper Richardson died in. Buddy Holly was only 22 and the Big Bopper was 28. So I've never seen a Richie Valens autographed photo go. Have you even seen one go, Bill?
No, we haven't. I mean, the fact that they were able to authenticate it is pretty incredible as well, because I can't imagine it. Like you said, at 17, that there was a whole lot of valid signatures, maybe his driver's license, and that's about it. Or
yeah, maybe he had a recording contract, if they had seen that, if they have a record of that or something. But yeah, there couldn't be that many examples, but it'll be interesting to see anybody who collects that type of stuff. I would think that'll do real well. So we'll have to follow along with, and when the bidding starts October 30th, and we'll keep you updated what things are going for. Now, also in the auction, there's some presidential items in there. This is kind of cool. An Abraham Lincoln Civil War era CDV photo lot of 7 with a $250 minimum bid. George H.W. Bush signed Yale baseball photo 16x20. He looks like a baseball player in that photo. $150 minimum bid on that one. And a Calvin Coolidge signed White House note card with a $150 minimum bid. For anybody who collects presidential autographs, there's quite a few of them in this upcoming Huggins and Scott auction. Let's get to Bob from Carroll Stream on the line. What do you have there, Bob?
Hi. First of all, I wanted to say once upon a time I had a Jack Kemp rookie card. But that was gone before he ran for vice president.
No, it went in the spokes and disappeared. <I'm> not...
No, I actually sold that one, but that's okay.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm calling to tell you about a picture that I was fortunate enough to take. I was at the All-Star game at Comiskey Park back in, that was 83, wasn't it?
Yes, and, it was July of 83, right before my oldest son was born, actually. So that game, I'll always remember that one.
Yeah, well, we had seats behind home plate in the upper deck, right underneath the press box, and I had my camera with me, and I was fortunate enough to take a picture of Fred Lynn hit the Grand Slam home run. You can see the ball coming off the bat, and Fred's number 19, and Adley Hammaker on the mound, and Gary Carter behind the plate.
That's pretty cool. Now, you brought this into T-Crown and showed me. I tweeted a picture of this on September 13th, along with some of your older cards. So if you want to look at it, T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. Bill Huggins, Adley Hammaker, did you play with him or against him in high school or something, or am I dreaming that?
Oh, no, I played with him in Mount Vernon High School, baseball and football and basketball, all three sports.
That's what I thought, yeah. So that wasn't...
Yeah, that's Adley's claim to fame or claim to shame, that he's the only one ever to give up a Grand Slam home run in an All-Star game.
Yeah, that wasn't a good inning for him, was it? Well, Bob, that was a neat picture, though. Now, Bill Huggins, if somebody takes their own photo like Bob did and gets Fred Lynn to sign it like Bob did, and he had it printed back at the time. Bob, tell the story of how you got that signed by Fred Lynn.
Sure. Like I said, we had season tickets, so the next time the Angels were in town, I took an enlargement of the picture along with me trying to get him to sign it. and got it there about an hour before game time and kind of followed him around the field as he was going from place to place and could never catch up with him. So we were walking back to our seats. It was getting close to game time, and we were walking behind the White Sox dugout down that old aisle they used to have, and up from the dugout, Johnny Morris is coming up the steps. So I just thought, well, why not ask him what I can do? So I opened up my little portfolio there and showed him the picture, and he recognized it right away. And I just said, how would I go about getting this signed by him? And he takes the picture from me, and he says, follow me. and we go back down to the dugout, and he motions over to one of the bat boys and hands him the picture. And the bat boy goes running across the field to the other dugout. And Johnny says, just wait here. It'll be back in a minute. So I stand there with my friend, and in 3-4 minutes, he comes back with a picture, and it's got Freddie Lynn's autograph on it.
That's pretty cool. Now, Bill Huggins, when somebody takes their own photo like that, prints it at the time, and gets it signed, is that, like, would that Fred Lynn photo be worth auctioning, or is it more valuable just to Bob than to the rest of the world?
Well, I think it may have more value to Bob only because it's Fred Lynn.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was Mickey Mantle or somebody like that, it may be a different thing. I mean, he is the only one ever to hit a grand slam, but I don't know as far as on the retail market what something like that would bring. I'm sure there's only one of them, right? You only got him to sign one?
Only got him to sign one. I do still have the negative somewhere, but I haven't seen it for decades.
Right. I don't know what the world would pay for something like that. If you're ever interested in selling it, I would certainly entertain running it in our auction. It's just going to be sort of a, you know, hit or miss type thing as far as to how much it appeals to somebody dollar-wise.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't take it in really to get it valued. I was just showing it as a conversation piece.
Yeah.
You're right. It's worth too much to me. You know, when I took the actual picture, I'm you know, very interested in keeping it. If none of my kids want it, it'll be in my estate when I'm gone, and then it'll come your way.
Yeah, it's very cool, Bob. All right, thanks for the call. Okay, the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. A great prize package to give away this week, a 2017 Topps Heritage High Number Baseball Box and a 2017 Topps Inception Baseball Box. So it's a double prize, and all you have to do is call in with a question about the value of an item, and you get in the drawing. I'll do the list randomizer at the end of the show, like Bob from Carroll Stream is in the drawing now. I'll do the list randomizer for if you tweet me a picture of an item and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing that way. But it's a great prize package, and all you have to do is call me at Triple Crown and set up a time to come this week and pick up the prize if I announce you the winner at the end of the show. Now, some other items that are coming up in the Huggins and Scott Fall Auction. These were a couple of neat items that came into Triple Crown in Naperville and are in the auction. They're already set up there. The 1938 Yankees team signed baseball, an official American League ball. The cool part about this, you've got Lou Gehrig along with Wes Farrell on the sweet spot. $500 minimum bid. That looked pretty good in the pictures, Bill. That'll be interesting to see what that does.
Oh, yeah. No, that was a nice one. I firmly believe we're going to get lots of bids on that one.
Yeah, that should be interesting. And then from the same consigner, he had a 1974 Yankees team signed baseball on an official American League ball. It had a nice Thurman Munson signature on there. $200 minimum bid on this one. I'm one of those. I don't know what you think about this, but I think Thurman Munson should be in the Hall of Fame. I'm not one of those thinking a guy's got to play 20 years to be in the Hall of Fame. Munson played, I think, 11 years or partial 11 years. But listen to some of his stats. His top seven war years, he had 37 for wins against replacement in his top 7 years, which I guess is a way now that a lot of the guys, the newer stat guys, are comparing at different positions. That's tied with Yogi Berra for seventh of all catchers all time. He was great in the playoffs, 357 with three homers, 22 RBIs, 19 runs scored, and 46 hits in 30 postseason games. And he hit 373 in 16 World Series games. So, I mean, he's a clutch player. You know, he just had his career cut short, but I don't know. To me, do you agree with that, Bill, or are you one of the guys who thinks, oh, they got to have, you know, close to 3,000 hits or play 20 years or whatever before they can get in the Hall?
Oh, gosh, they put Sandy Koufax in with similar type stats as a pitcher, and he only played 11 years or something like that. No, Thurman Munson, the captain of the New York Yankees.
I agree.
I mean, yeah.
And you compare his stats to Campanella, who also had a tragedy. It cut his career short, and, you know, with his car wreck and being paralyzed. But Munson's WAR and all that stuff stacks up really well with Campanella, who is in the Hall of Fame. So, to me, I don't know. If I had a vote, which I don't, I'd have Munson in the Hall of Fame. Paul from Lockport is on the line. What do you have there, Paul?
Hey, guys. I have a football signed by the Packers Ice Bowl, 1 and 2 players, plus Bart Starr, Kenny Lofton, Ray Nasinski. We were up at a function for work, and we went on a golf outing, and I went back to the Hall of Fame, and they were all there, Willie Woods. They all signed it. I was just wondering if that's worth anything.
So you got some random players on there. It's not just ice ball guys. It's also, like you said, Kenny Lofton was on, or James Lofton was on there.
James Lofton was on there. Ray Nasinski's on there.
Ray Nitschke?
Ray Nitschke was on there.
Yeah, he was in the ice bowl. But Bill Huggins, what does that do to an ice bowl ball if you have some later Packers that signed on it also?
Well, I think it makes it more of a fun thing for the person who put this thing together, because that was sort of a moment in time at a golf outing or something.
And yeah.
If it was just the team from that year, you're looking at a couple $1,000s. But I think the fact that it's sort of a mix-match thing, it may be a couple hundred on its best day.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. Now, if you had one of the Super Bowl year Packer team signed balls in really good shape, and you have Vince Lombardi signed on it with them, yeah, that's probably at least a couple grand. Give us a call if you have a question about the value of your collectibles. The good part about today's show, we've got a great prize package to give away this week, a 2017 Topps Heritage High Number Baseball Box and a 2017 Topps Inception Baseball Box to one caller. Or if you tweet a picture of an item to my attention, my Twitter ID is TCrownTom. You'll get in the drawing that way. We're going to be talking about some of the items that are in the Huggins and Scott Fall Auction throughout the show. And you can bring things into Triple Crown in Naperville. If you have an item you think might be worth putting in, you can call on the show if we tell you it's worth bringing in. Or just call me at Triple Crown in Naperville during the week. You can also call Bill Huggins at Huggins and Scott Auctions. They're located right outside of Washington, D.C., The number for Huggins and Scott is 301-608-0355. So get your calls in now, 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, and hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan. Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery isn't here with us this week. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it. So it's me and Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions and our producer, Sean Davis. This week, you can give us a call if you have an item you think might be valuable. 312-332-3776 is the number here. We've got a great prize package to give away this week, a 2017 Topps Heritage High Number Baseball Box and a 2017 Topps Inception Baseball Box. So give us a call. I'll do a randomizer winner at the end of the show, and the winner can pick up the prize at Triple Crown in Naperville. We've got Ray from Chicago on the line. What do you have there, Ray?
How about a 30-bag signed bat? It looks like a stock bat. Won it at a raffle last week. Just curious how much it's worth. I paid $20 for the ticket. and won it.
Well, it's worth more than 20. Now, Bill Huggins, what's the difference between an Ernie Banks game use bat and an Ernie Banks just model bat that are signed value wise?
Well, probably about 20 times different.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the one he's got is probably a couple hundred dollars, and the one, if it was game used, would be many thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it's always good, though, to have an Ernie Banks signed item. He's one of those guys that was around the Chicago area for a long time, signed a lot of stuff similar to Bobby Hull, where a great player, a great favorite, but he was nice enough to sign for people. So the value is not quite as high as you think it might be. Lenny from Orland Park is on the line. What do you have there, Lenny? What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing, Billy?
Good, Lenny. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Hey, Bill, I came across which I purchased, a 16x20. The famous picture of the Ali Liston fight. In this picture, he's got red gloves on, and he signed it Cassius Clay. And then I got the full unused ticket from that fight, PSA encapsulated, signed Muhammad Ali. I'm just wondering, if I put those two together in an auction, what you're thinking I could get for that?
Well, gosh, is the photo is signed Ali, you said the photo is signed Cassius Clay, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Huh, gosh.
And I
almost don't know that I would run them together. I'd probably run them as separate lots. If somebody wanted them both, they can bid on them both. But I think they both have several, you know, kind of unique characteristics between the two of them.
Yeah, I've never seen that picture signed Cassius Clay. Have you?
Is it an old Cassius Clay or is it a small little Cassius Clay?
No, it's the old Cassius Clay. It's a long signature. And they're both PSA. The 16x20 is framed beautifully. I bought it. It's just, I bought it for a fair price. I paid $1,200 for it. I'm just thinking I could get more than that with it. I've never seen a Cassius Clay sign 16x20. Have you?
Not that photo. I have seen some earlier photos, some Olympic photos when he was with in the 1960, I believe it was Olympics, where he. That was before they even thought of Muhammad Ali came, I guess. And those have sold for a couple thousand dollars. I don't know how much this thing would sell for, but is it the photo of him standing over Liston?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, where he's kind of got his glove in front of him, looking down at everything.
Exactly. And his gloves
are
red.
See that one.
It's a black and white picture, but they're red.
Yeah, you see that one signed by, you know, as Muhammad Ali, but I don't know that I've ever seen it signed Cassius Clay, especially if it's got the old Cassius Clay signature on it.
That'd be fun to see what it would go for in an auction. We'll see. Maybe that'll be up in the fall auction. Who knows? And you
if you want to, give me a call, Lenny. We can work that out if you want.
You do have an interesting boxing autograph in the fall auction, a Castaways Casino multi-signed envelope with a Sonny Liston autograph on it. Now, that's another guy that died at a younger age. I think he was 31 when he died under kind of strange circumstances, so it'll be interesting to see what that does. Boy, that a Cassius Clay With Ali standing over Sonny Liston, Bill, that would be really fun to watch what that would go for in an auction. That might do some pretty good money.
Oh, yeah. No, we've had that same photo signed many times by, you know, signed as Muhammad Ali. And I may have even had one signed Muhammad Ali, a.k.a. Cassius Clay. He did that for a few years. But that was always in a very small, you know, type signature, a.k.a. Cassius Clay, whereas if what Lenny has is a bigger, bolder, the old Cassius Clay autograph, there's not many of those around at all.
Dan from Aurora's on the line. What's new, Dan? What do you have?
Hey, how you doing? I got just a stack of 1961 Tops, and they have nothing on the back. I've never been able to, track down on – I've never seen them on eBay. I just don't know value-wise how they compare to, the normal – cards.
So they're 1961 Topps blank back cards. Bill, do you see those very often, and would he need to get those graded or authenticated somehow if he was going to run them?
Well, blank back cards do exist, and for a lot of the years it was sort of an anomaly. If you've got any of the big stars, the Hall of Famers in this stack of cards, that's where your money's going to be. A common card blank back from the 60s, maybe, you know, $5 or $10 or something like that, $20 at the most. But if you've got any of the big-time Hall of Famers, those could be worth hundreds.
Can you think if you have any, Dan, in that stack?
Well, I got them from a family member, and I know he kept the really good ones.
That's where he probably kept the money, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm sure. I think, like, the best I have is, like, I know there's a Brooks Robinson in there and maybe a Nellie Fox. That's probably the best. And there's some of the team leaders and that kind of stuff. I know, like, Koufax and Drysdale is on one of those.
I remember my brother and I, when we were kids, had a Rico Cardi rookie, and it was so miscut. It had, like, half of another card on it with it.
We thought that
would be, wow, that I bet that might end up being valuable, and it turned out, no, you don't really want the miscut cards like that. We thought it was cool at the time, though, Bill. Okay, next on the line we have Dan from Lamont. What's new, Dan?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good.
I've got a autographed football by Reg and Brett Favre, and I mean, it's been in storage for years, and I just was talking to my son about it the other day, and he said, Dad, what do you think the value of this is? I said, I had no idea.
Who signed it along with Brett Favre?
Reggie White.
Oh, Reggie White and Brett Favre. Oh, that's a good combo.
Right.
Bill, you think maybe $400 or $500 on that ball?
Yeah, depending on how it displays. If it displays really nicely, $500 or so is probably the right number on that.
Yeah, now, would that be one you'd want to run in a Huggins and Scott auction, or would it have to be with
something else?
Oh, you would.
I want to say, if you check our archives, we may have run something similar to that before.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, Dan. Now, did you get them both in person, or how'd you get that?
I had a friend who was actually Brett Favre's manager for several years.
Oh.
And I'm a big sports fan, and he just got it for me as a gift.
Ah, yeah, very cool. Okay, next on the line we have Tom from McHenry. What's new, Tom?
Hey, how you doing there, Tom?
Good.
My mom just passed at 96 recently, and big baseball fan. She was a lifelong Cubs fan since 1929 on the farm.
So she was able to see the World Series then?
Well, she was in bad shape.
Okay.
Yeah, we were hoping for 2015, believe me.
Yeah.
But anyway, going through her stuff, I'm still shivering. She also lived on the South Side for a while and knew some of the White Sox baseball players. So we got a few signatures, nobody real famous. I don't have Minnie Minoso or anything like that. But there's some opening day ticket stubs from 51 or 50, 51, 52. She's got a 51 Yankee Stadium All-Star Game pennant. But the piece de resistance, I'm still stunned. She had some unopened packs of cards.
Really?
And one of them is a 52 top.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm chomping at the bit. I've been chomping at the bit. I'm debating whether to open it.
No, no, no. Don't. And don't let Vince come over either. Don't open that pack. Bill Huggins. Tom from McHenry, you have to come to Triple Crown in Naperville. We'll package it up and send it to Bill Huggins, right? auction that 50.
If we can get that encapsulated, that's a gigantic home run. That's thousands of dollars.
Really?
Don't open it. And don't invite Vince over.
Don't let Vince come over. Sean just was saying he'd be willing to come over and help you open that pack.
Absolutely, I will.
Do you have any other packs besides the 52 tops also?
Yes, but not that early.
Are they from the 50s?
Yes, because that was before. I'm 60 now, so this was before she had us. Before she had kids, she used to go to a lot of games on the South Side, White Sox games.
Well, those are all big time. Now, Bill Huggins, for the fall auction, is it too late to get that stuff in and get them encapsulated, or could you still do that?
I'd have to check on Monday when I get to the office to see. Sometimes on the packs, it does take a while to go through the process.
Yeah,
If it didn't make it in this auction, it'd make it in the next one, that's for sure. But I'd love to see these packs to See which years you've got. Are they 1 cent packs or 5 cent packs? Those are all big determinations.
How many do you think there were total?
Well, the other packs are later on.
Like of all the packs total, 152 tops, but total, how many you think there were?
8 or 9.
Wow, that's cool.
The wax shifted a little. It's not open, but the wax paper on the back, it had moved just a little bit. So, if I pull that up a little bit more, I could see the first card.
Don't touch it, Tom. This is going to be like opening the bottle with the genie in it type thing. You can't do it, Tom. Leave it sealed.
All right, well, I was a Mickey Mantle fan, so that's the one I'm looking for.
Oh, my gosh. Now, how would he know what series it was if it was even the series that you could get the mantle? You wouldn't be able to tell from the pack, would you, Bill?
It's very hard on 52. There are certain years where the pack is more transparent than other years, and 52 was a dark greenish-type pack, if I'm not mistaken, and it's very hard to see through to catch any of the words or printing or number of the card or anything.
Now, did you know your mom had this, Tom, or did it just kind of surprise you when you saw it after she passed?
Well, no, I knew she had a collection, but it was packed in boxes because my dad had died in 03.
Okay.
So we moved her into my sister's house. So the stuff's been sitting in boxes since we moved her out of her house in 07.
Wow, what a collection, man.
Yeah, she could have some other old cards, programs, tickets.
Yeah, this could. You might have something where you want to get it all together and we can get some really good stuff sent in for the spring, don't you think, Bill, where you got time to get everything done right for it?
Yeah, and give a good promotion on it.
Yeah, boy, that's great stuff, Tom. You can contact me at Triple Crown in Naperville, 630-357-7707, and bring it in sometime and we'll go through it. And boy, great stuff. Well, it's time for a short break here. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. You can call to get in the drawing. We're giving away 2 great boxes of cards. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan. Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery couldn't make it this week. And it's just me and Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions. You can give us a call, 312-332-3776. If you have an item you think might be valuable, our producer Sean Davis will answer your calls and we'll get you on the air and let you know if it might be able to go into a Huggins and Scott auction, and then you'll be in our drawing. I've given away a Topps Heritage high number baseball box along with a 2017 Topps Inception baseball box. So it's a great prize package this week. I'll announce the winner at the end of the show. And I don't know, we were talking about game used bats. I don't know what I would like to see Yoan Moncada's bat from before he talked to Jose Abreu and his bat after he got. Abreu told him he should use lighter bats. Since Monday, I guess Abreu got some lighter bats for him and he started using them Monday. Moncada's 11 for 23 with 2 homers, 4 RBIs, over a 600 on base or a 500 on base percentage and 9 runs scored. I'd like to hold the one bat and see what they're both like, to see what the difference is. But all of a sudden, Moncada's on fire. So Jose Abreu should get a bonus in his next contract for making that suggestion. Joe from Tinley Park's on the line. What do you have there, Joe?
Well, I've got 3 unused tickets from Nolan Lyon's 300 game and 3 used tickets from the same game.
Oh, from his 300th win game, huh?
Yes.
Bill Huggins, what do you think of that lot? 3 used and 3 unused tickets from Nolan Ryan's 300 win game.
I want to say I've seen that unused tickets go for between $100 and $250, depending on how nice they are. And it would be nice if you could get them signed. They do sell for more signed.
Yeah, that would be a good idea, actually.
Yeah, but I'm in Chicago and he's in Texas.
Okay. Well, Joe, you know, you could make a nice trip down to Texas sometime. But Bill Huggins, you think it would be an auction lot by itself unsigned?
Oh, sure. Yes. You know, it'll bring several hundred dollars because somebody will probably go out and get them signed.
Yeah, that's right. That would be cool. Okay, next on the line we have Eric from Frankfurt. What's up, Eric? What do you have?
Hey, how are you? I actually have a Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant signed picture after the championship when Kobe jumped into Shaq's arms. So it's both it's signed by Shaq and Kobe.
Oh, that's nice. Did you get that in person, or was it like a Panini authenticated item? How's it authenticated?
Actually, it's never been authenticated, so that's something I can talk to you guys too about how I go about that. So,
well, I would think that's probably at least a couple hundred dollars. Would that be good enough by itself to run in an auction, Bill?
Oh, sure. Those are two tough signatures, very popular, and you know, I'm sure if it's that pose everybody remembers where Kobe jumped all over Shaq, yep. That would be a great one to have.
Yeah, that's the one. Yep.
Yeah, that's a cool one. If you sent that to Huggins and Scott.
Can get it done for, yeah.
They get it authenticated for a much cheaper value. It's getting late now for the fall one, but you could maybe look at doing something in the spring. Maybe time it when the NBA playoffs are starting again. Derek on Twitter tweeted a picture he's got with the PGA Tour in town. He's got a Medina Ryder Cup 2012 flag signed by Bubba, Furyk, Paul Casey, and others. You know, I got a Superman Todd emailed me a photo of and some info on he got a flag signed recently by all of the newer golfers, including Spieth and Dustin Johnson. And like I told him, the good news is there's not a lot of golf stuff out there, but the bad news is there's not a huge demand for golf items right now since Tiger has fallen to the wayside. So to me, it's a good, you know, keep collecting it, but I don't know that it's a great time to sell that type of stuff. Do you agree with that, Bill, or disagree?
Well, I think people have kind of gotten over Tiger. You know, it's been a while since he's done everything, and the way these young guys, Spieth and Day and, you know, Dustin Johnson and Ricky Fowler, they're putting up a nice big fan base, and I have a funny feeling that it's not too long from now it's going to be Tiger who, you know.
Yeah, I think it's all pretty much already that way, but it doesn't seem like, I think it's hurt that Upper Deck stopped doing golf cards. I think that's hurt the collecting a little bit. You just don't, that was always good when you'd have the signed cards and then they'd hit eBay right away and got people buzzing. I'd like to see Upper Deck start doing some, get some of these guys in there. There's some great golfers. There's just not the one dominant golfer like when Tiger was around, but some really good golfers. And it's exciting. I'll tell you, fantasy golf is fun. I never thought it would be, but I'm having a good time. Mike from Orland Park's on the line. What do you have, Mike?
I've got a, you guys are probably familiar with it. It's a pocket mirror from 1906. It's beige in color on the side of it, on the very rim where it's pressed, American Badge Company. On one side, on half of it, it's got the Cubs home scheduled dates. Mm. And then the right-hand side, it's got the White Sox home scheduled dates. And in the middle, it's got some local advertising in Chicago from a shoe company.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool. Have you seen that before, Bill?
Is this about... Oh, 3 to 4 inches in diameter?
Or? Yeah, it's about three and a half inches in diameter. And the opposite side, actually, is not traditionally a mirror. It's just a piece of tin. But, you know, they considered it a mirror, and then the edges around it are a little, like, darkened from age. But, it was my grandfather's.
Be a great item for our auction. I mean, I'm thinking this thing is $500 to $1,000, if not more than that.
That's the type of thing that when it gets in the auction, you never know. That would have potential to kind of take off. Do you know how to tweet a picture or email a picture or stop by Triple Crown sometime? I could post a picture on Twitter so the listeners could see that. I've never seen one. That looks really cool. It sounds really cool, though, Mike.
Yeah, you know, over the years, I tried to do some research on it, and I know American Badge goes way back. They're in Chicago. But I've seen one with a picture, but it was all pitted on the front, but it was of Charles Comiskey on the front. but I've never seen one with like a local company advertising in the middle. But I'm in the car right now, but I could probably bring it down to Triple Crown at some point and have you take a look at it.
Yeah, I'd love to see it and then post the pictures. And then if you do decide you want to auction, that'd be fun to watch and see what it does. I mean, you never know on an item like that when it's something that hasn't been out there. Those can be fun sometimes in the Huggins and Scott auctions, don't you think, Bill?
Oh, and being 110 years old, yeah, that's real fun.
Be interesting to see the condition and everything. I don't know how big would condition be on that. It's not like there's a bunch of mint ones floating around, I guess. Just so you
as
can,
long as it's not really beat up, you can read all the text and everything. A is as good as B at that point.
Yeah. Tom is on I-57. What's new, Tom?
All right, I've got a kind of a fun one. 40 years ago, my brothers and a couple of friends went down to Cincinnati to see the Reds and the Cubs play, and it was the start of Pete Rose's hitting streak, the 44-game hitting streak, and I've got ticket stubs, and actually my brother snapped a photo of Pete getting a base hit, so we got the start of his 44-game hitting streak, ticket and picture.
What was that, around 1975 or so?
I think it's 77.
77. Now, what do you think of that, Bill? Would that stub be good, at the start of his hitting streak?
I think if you could somehow gather up a ticket from the last game of the streak and you match the two of them together, now you've got something. And I can't imagine that can't be that hard to find. You say it's a stub or a full ticket? The stub, because you guys went to the game?
Yeah, it was just stuff. Actually, I have two stubs. I probably picked one up somewhere along the line, too. But, yeah, so it's just a stub, but it's small.
It's just a corner end thing?
Yeah, maybe 2 inches long or something like that.
And think about it. That's one of the few things that Pete Rose didn't sign.
Yeah.
Actually, now that would be a good thing to have him signed, actually, but he signed so much stuff. But that would be pretty cool. And I like the idea if you could get the last game also, and then he took a picture at the game. That's pretty cool. See, I like that. I don't know if that helps much value, but I like it.
So if I had the picture, it's not a great picture, but he lined a base hit up the middle, and maybe I should have him signed. Like you said, he signs everything. So.
Yeah, right. He'll be around somewhere.
So.
Yeah, we had a guy came in one time, and he had, I think, 19 or 20 or more of the ticket stubs. He was working on the whole thing and finally gave it up of Joe DiMaggio's streak.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
So what do you think, if I marry up the other end of this, what do you think value roughly would be?
You could be getting into the $500 to $1,000 range, I think. I mean, that would be kind of unique to have both of those.
It would be interesting. Now, that's the second longest streak to DiMaggio, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
And it's the longest National League one, and now we're at the 40-year mark, too. So.
Yeah, and plus you've got the, with Pete Rose and all the history with Pete Rose and everything. I can't believe we're already at the end of the show here. It was a little bit of a rocky start, but then we rolled some neat stuff. Boy, that 52 Tops pack and some of that other stuff, Bill.
What happens if the guy comes in one day when Vince is there with all these packs? You're going to have to tie Vince up in the corner.
We'll have to put him in a straitjacket. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's something else. I he's dying to open those packs, too. You can't open them. You've got to get those things.
No.
Get them slabbed and sell them that way. And, oh, my God, I don't even know what those would go for. Well, it's time to do we're not going to do a drawing. We're doing the list randomizer now. We'll randomize. How about we randomize two times? Okay. First time, let's go to the second time, and the winner is Ray from Chicago. Come into Triple Crown in Naperville before Saturday of next week, and you'll pick up the boxes. The number at Triple Crown is 630-357-7707. I'm there 6 days a week. I'll be there 10 to 3:30 today. And don't forget, go to HugginsAndScott.com. Bidding starts October 30th on their fall auction, and it goes through November 9th. And have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Did anybody win?
The preceding program was a paid advertisement.
The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.